A declaration of war is how the New York Times newspaper has branded an official decision that the Trump administration will withhold all cooperation with the impeachment inquiry launched by the president's political opponents on Capitol Hill. It came in the form of an 8-page letter from the White House to Democratic leaders in the House of Representatives. It sets up a bitter clash between the executive and legislative branches of the US government. Here's Nick Grimm.
It might have taken over 8 pages to get the point across, but ultimately the White House message was a simple one. We will not play ball. White House legal counsel Pat Cipollone declaring there would be no cooperation at all with impeachment proceedings, which he characterised as an attempt to overturn the result of the 2016 election.
Your highly partisan and unconstitutional effort threatens grave and lasting damage to our democratic institutions and to the American people.
Good morning.
Earlier, the US ambassador to the European Union, Gordon Sondland, had been meant to give a behind-closed-doors deposition to Congress's impeachment inquiry. But at the 11th hour came news his testimony would not be allowed to go ahead.
We were informed about an hour and a half ago that by the attorney for Ambassador Sondland that the State Department would refuse to allow him to testify today.
Adam Schiff is a Democrat and the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, which is leading the impeachment inquiry.
The failure to produce this witness, the failure to produce these documents, we consider yet additional strong evidence of obstruction of the constitutional functions of Congress. The President and Secretary of State are taking actions that prevent us from getting the facts needed to protect the nation's security.
Gordon Sondland's evidence was keenly anticipated. He's regarded as a key witness in the inquiries into whether Donald Trump pressured Ukraine to launch a corruption investigation into the Democrats' 2020 presidential frontrunner, Joe Biden. Donald Trump has insisted he has nothing to hide.
Well, first of all, the impeachment inquiry is a scam. The conversation that I had with the Ukrainian president, Zelensky, was a very good it was a very cordial, very good conversation.
In Twitter posts, the U.S. president reveled in his administration's strategic maneuvers, saying, I would love to send Ambassador Sondland, a really good man and great American, to testify. But unfortunately, he would be testifying before a totally compromised kangaroo court where Republicans' rights have been taken away.
We wish he would have been able to testify too, but we fully understand why the administration made the decision they did.
The president's theme taken up by Republican congressmen like Jim Jordan and Matt Gaetz.
What we see in this impeachment is a kangaroo court, and Chairman Schiff is acting like a malicious Captain Kangaroo.
But House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is warning the president he shouldn't regard himself as above the law and that he will be held accountable. Democrats say Donald Trump is trying to stonewall Congress, calling his failure to comply with demands for information likely to provide them with further grounds for impeachment. It sets up a showdown between the White House and Congress, one which House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff argues the Trump administration won't win.
The American people have the right to know if the president is acting in their interests, in the nation's interests, with an eye towards our national security, and not in his narrow personal political interests. They have a right to know. Indeed, the American people have a need to know. And through this impeachment inquiry, we are determined to find the answers. Thank you.
Democrat Adam Schiff is the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. Nick Grimm with that report.